is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, who's here with us on this Monday morning to arc through the headlines of the day, the important stories of the day, the news nuggets, Egyptian turmoil. I don't know what else to say. That's been all over the place. What do we, I mean, we understand what's going on. I don't know what talking about it does, Jennifer, frankly. I don't see that there's any reason to keep talking about it.
I think because such a huge amount of people have died, we keep talking about it.
Yeah, I suppose so. And the connection that the Israelis and Egyptians have to each other,
mm-hmm.
Egyptians have to us through their aid, a lot of people calling for the end of any kind of foreign aid to Egypt until all this stuff is straightened out. There ought to be new elections, some people are saying. There's a lot of yakking going on about it, for sure. But meantime, a lot of people in very precarious positions have been eliminated, let's put it that way, kind of just shot. And so the death toll is up to 1,000, I guess, or more, isn't it? 900,000, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. So what do you say about that? I find it interesting that this guy, Oscar Pistorius, is still in the news.
Oh, Blade Runner guy, right?
I thought he was long since taken care of or dispatched, but he has been indicted today on charges of murder in the shooting death of his girlfriend, and that was back when, in February, I think, Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh, and they arrested him right away, remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
So now they're saying they've indicted him, huh?
Yeah, right. He admit to shooting her, though?
No, he said he didn't shoot her.
Huh.
Or he did say he. Wait a second. Let me go back.
He did admit to shooting her.
He thought she was an intruder. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
But everybody that has testified around it said that he was saying that the lights were off in the house and he had no way of knowing it was her. And the neighbor, I think, saw lights going on in the house. So everything just made his testimony inconsistent with what his story was.
Ever seen a picture of the face of the mayor of San Diego?
Mr. Filner. Yes, I have.
His face
is creepy. Yeah.
It is. He's got a creepy face. How does a guy like that win an election in an era when so much emphasis is placed on how you look?
Yeah, on TV. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
He is a creeper, though.
Time heals all wounds, says the old saying. But for Mayor Filner of San Diego, it seems that his troubles continue to mount. He was away on some therapy mission, right?
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to go to 2 weeks of therapy, I believe, and he only checked himself out after a week because it was a miraculous turnaround, I think, for Mr. Filner, yes.
He says he's going back to work today.
Oh, perfect. Good.
After his therapy,
mm-hmm.
A dozen women, including a university dean and a retired Navy Rear Admiral, gone public with accusations against him, groping, slobbering them with kisses, bleh, looking at his face, woof. And so the lawsuits continue. We heard the story from that latest accuser, the 67-year-old volunteer city worker, mm-hmm. who assists senior citizens. That was the creepiest of all of them and seems to have gotten the most attention.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So I think that there is a lot of calls for his resignation, for sure. But isn't there also a recall drive going on?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get him out.
He was in Congress, you know, for 10 terms, 20 years. He has a bad reputation for berating employees, has been dogged by rumors of making sexual advances for years. How does he survive? He's a very left-of-center guy in terms of his political bent, and because that makes a lot of people who are on that side pretty uncomfortable. He's 70 years old. Man, haven't the comedians in the late night shows had a picnic with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for good reason. So anyway, you wonder. He said something I thought was interesting. Before I even think of asking for forgiveness, I must demonstrate that my behavior has changed.
That's a good idea.
And that will only happen over time.
Which means you have to let me continue to be the
right,
mayor.
Exactly. Yeah, got to stay in the mayor's job. Yep.
The only way I can show you I'm sorry is if you let me stay here.
All right, so now, speaking of creeps, Penn State has settled its first claim in the Jerry Sandusky child abuse case.
Mm-hmm.
The attorney representing a 25-year-old suburban Philadelphia man known as Victim 5. The attorney for him came to an agreement with the university. Let's see here. Details not released. The lawyer said that 25 other of the 31 civil cases against the school are close to being finalized. So that means they're going to pay him out. The state of Pennsylvania pays off the people who are victimized by Jerry Sandusky, who is serving 30 to 60 years for being convicted of all these molestation charges. So far, the state has put aside $60 million to be used for these settlements. $60 million dollars to be used. The taxpayers in Pennsylvania are being pretty ticked off about that, I would think, anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, why does the state have to put aside the money?
Well, because that's these guys are employees of the state. Yeah. It's a state school. That's why.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I'm creeps that are around. Oi. 888-302-3684. Oi. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and I didn't see hide nor hair.
No, I was sad.
Jennifer. Not a peep. I didn't even get to your father, who called me twice on Saturday to tell me he was either going to the hospital or coming from the hospital.
Exactly.
To visit your aunt. So that's
good news.
Important.
She's doing better.
Yeah, that's good.
So we like that.
Yes, that's a very good thing. All right. Shall we examine something else a little more closely?
Yes, please.
Let's examine.
I've got my microscope out.
Have you really?
Wah, wah, wah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that's my microscope's on. Wah,
all right, let's look at your hair then.
Wah, wah, wah.
Thinning hair, a problem for millions of people in our country. It's annoying. It's embarrassing. Or at least it was until we started getting these awesome reviews about Provia, the natural hair therapy, which you can use every single day. If you have premature thinning hair, it means that you're probably frustrated and probably embarrassed. Both of those things. Well, it's a good thing because Provia is around, and now you can do something about your thinning hair naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, in fact, you can put an end to thinning hair, put it behind you safely, naturally. Imagine you have no more hair falling out in the sink and no more going down the shower stall, and you don't have to look at that dreaded spot anymore. Provia works for both men and women. Women have the same problem these days of losing their hair. So what Provia does is clean your scalp, cleanses out the pores, has the hair in that's underneath your scalp starting to grow again, and it thickens the hair that's already there. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and you'll certainly have people noticing that things are changing on your head, and you don't have to wear a silly-looking rug, a.k.a. hairpiece. There are very few good ones around, frankly. You can always tell when somebody's wearing one of those. Very few times. Very few people have a piece as good as Shatner. Shatner's got a... No, I think that's true, don't you?
I don't even know that he has a piece.
He absolutely has.
Apparently, I'm only good at seeing really bad ones.
Well, just look at his hair over the years. It was thinning and thinning and thinning, and all of a sudden, oh, he's got a nice head of hair. It's very well done. Extraordinarily well done. Anyway, he doesn't need Provia, but you, if you're suffering from thinning hair, you do need it, and you will get help or your money back. 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Right now, you'll get a free month supply with Provia. Plus, if you mention Doug Steffen, you get free rush shipping and an extra surprise gift as well. All good reasons for you to get on the phone right now. Call 800-525-8319 for Provia. Fix the problem of your hair waving goodbye so it comes back and you can say, "Hi, hair. Nice to have you back." 800-525-8319.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
I'm Dudley, a.k.a. Doug. Jennifer Horn is here with me, and we are discussing some of the things that are of interest and import. A man who pretended to be an heir to the Rockefeller fortune, sentenced to 27 years to life in prison for a murder in California. Do you see this story? Christian Garthenreiter, sentenced for the death of John Sohus, who disappeared along with his wife, Linda, way back in 1985.
Wow.
His remains were dug up in the backyard of a San Marino home where this guy had been a tenant living under another name. He used the name Clark Rockefeller. He was convicted in Massachusetts for kidnapping his own daughter, which sort of brought them around to reinvestigating the California story. That's a weird...
Yeah. We talked a little bit about this last week. How weird is it to hide in plain sight like that with some famous name? I mean, it's funny how you can do that, but he did it.
Speaking of famous, Princess Diana is in the news again. Scotland Yard announcing over the weekend that it received new information pertaining to the deaths of Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, and they are now scoping the information, trying to find out more detail. Police are carefully pointing out the case is not being reopened officially, but apparently some guy has been charged or is considered to be a suspect in this because of a little more information that came out about another incident in which this guy, a police officer, may have been involved. And the suspicion now is that these two were both shot by somebody in the SAS, I think it was. Is it the government service? So, what in the world? Yeah, really. What in the world? What in the world's come over this? All right, enough of that.
Thank you.
Thank you. 21 after on the Monday Good Day program.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Celebration appropriately here, Jen Jen, on the Doug Good Day program. This is the anniversary, August 19th, 1964, of the Beatles beginning their first North American concert tour. They visited 26 cities and sang songs like this. And let's see, they were She Loves Me. I'm trying to think of the first year of their existence, at least here in America. They've been around for a number of years. But the stuff that really made it, this is an example. Heaven, what else have you got there? Apparently nothing. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. There it is.
One of my favorite Beatles stuff. Who doesn't love this? She loves you. Yeah.
You've got to get to Vegas and see Love. You would really like it.
Would I?
Yeah, it's all Beatles music. Circus is the latest Beatles music. It's fun.
All right. Anyway, so an acknowledgement of that. Oh, you want another one? Evan's got another one from the 1964 playbook, soundbook. This is a B-side. I'm trying to remember which one it was.
Yeah,
John Lennon. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, time for a celebrity quiz. Everybody ready? Put your thinking caps on. Swell prize. If you get a dog or a cat, we can give you some hugs and kisses from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Here's the number, 888-302-3684. The birthday today of John Stamos is recorded. I'm looking at some of the other people who are having birthdays today, including Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton's birthday is today,
born
in 1946, so that would put him in the 67-year-old category. Gerald McRaney, who was on Simon and Simon's birthday, he's 66 today. Tipper Gore is having her birthday today, born in the state 1948. Let's see here. Who else have we got? Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek Next Generation.
Sure.
Born in the state 1952. Actor Peter Gallagher, born in the state 1955. And John Stamos, born in the state 1963. I know you like him.
Of course.
General
Uncle
Hospital.
Jesse on Full House.
You Again. Disappearance of Christina. All right. So what's his real last name? That's the celebrity quiz question.
Has to be something kind of Greek, right?
Yes. It's an outgrowth of Stamos. So what is it? 888-302-3684. You can do a little research. You may know anyway what the name is. Help yourself to 888-302, Doug, if you can tell us what John Stamos' real last name is. What is John Stamos' last name? It's somehow been shortened to protect the innocent. All right? Just like mine was Stephanopoulos, and I'm Stefan. Little Greek, little German, little Belgian. here and there. 888-302-3684. So what is John Stamos's real name? You know, he's generally considered to be a pretty attractive hunk, isn't he?
Oh, he's a total hunk, sure.
A lot of women like him, but the men. Just depends on your
I'm sure a lot of those, too.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that.
Especially in Greece.
Yeah. The fellow who is the partner, live-in partner of Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who first revealed the classified NSA documents leaked by Edward Snowden,
yes,
was stopped yesterday at the airport. He was coming into, leaving, I guess, Heathrow Airport, and they detained him for 8 hours, stopped him, searched him, questioned him, detained partner because they suspect him of carrying some of the information on his laptop. So they went through his laptop for hours and hours and hours. The guy's name is David Miranda, who, by the way, didn't
he
have
some rights, by the way.
No, he doesn't. You don't have any rights in England because there's no constitution there.
All right,
anyway, so that's that story. That's an update here on Good Day. 28 after the hour, answer to our celebrity quiz coming up.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Reagan and Arianna Huffington. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Reagan. Does the purchase of the Washington Post by Amazon's Jeff Bezos signal the beginning of the end of the print era in America?
Bringing together a great journalism with great technology, which I'm sure Bezos is going to do, is good for everyone. It's good for all of us in the media, and it'll be good for the Washington Post. I think it was a really good moment because the future inevitably is going to be about this hybrid of bringing together great platforms with great journalists.
I don't know Jeff Bezos well. I've met him, interviewed him when he was just starting up Amazon.com, by the way, and still kick myself that I didn't buy stock at the time. From what I'm reading, though, he must have a plan for this. He would not have bought the Washington Post if he didn't have a definite idea where he wanted to take the paper.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Ron Reagan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Sort of get smashed against the rocks as a boat crashing into the side of the shore. What happens to some of your dreams if they go up in smoke? It's an interesting question to contemplate from time to time. Not necessarily an uplifting question, but a question. 33 and change after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I discussing some of the important items of the day, and a celebrity quiz is working, the 2020 quiz. Until 20 before the hour, you'll be able to figure this out for a swell prize. The question has to do with John Stamos and what his real name is. What's John Stamos's real name? Is that how you say John Stamos? In
Stamos, I think.
Or his
Stamos I.
Right, Stamos. No, well, Stamos is that's a possessive.
Right, Stamos I would be multiple Stamoses in one place.
A possessive proper noun is Stamos's. So what's his? That's asking what his real name is. 888-302-3684 Celebrity quiz. Also, what did you just tell me? You just told me something, and
me?
I don't know. Yeah, didn't you just tell me? Oh no, I know what it was. No, here's what I. Hello, ding 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 ding. I have different bosses.
Oh, hello.
I have different bosses today than I normally do. Because Ken Kessler is out this week.
Yes.
And you're going to be gone a lot of the week.
Yes.
And Richie's going to be gone a lot of the week. And Roberta's gone part of the week. And so it's a good thing I'm here.
That's a good thing it's a Doug Steffen show,
sir. It is. Right. Exactly. All right. So the question, and thank you, by the way, on Friday for me being a little under the weather for several different reasons, for a couple of hours at least. While I was at your studios in Los Angeles, I was completely roofed. Because I hadn't gotten there until just barely time to go on the air.
I know.
And something really disagreed with me that I ate, so that was more of a problem.
Sometimes when you fly overnight, too, and you don't get enough sleep, I don't know how you feel. But when
I feel lousy today. Thanks for asking.
No, but when I'm super tired, it goes straight to my stomach. Like, I just feel queasy and kind of...
Really?
It's weird. I don't know what that means. That's why usually I feel queasy.
I feel queasy?
Because I'm usually kind of tired.
Oh, so queasy? All right, so there's a second item on the docket when it came to announcing that we were today celebrating the anniversary of the first performance the Beatles ever gave, a series of 26 concerts around this country, started August 19th, 1964. So here's another question for you to contemplate.
Okay.
As we look for John Stamos' real last name, where did the Beatles last appear in concert as a group? in the United States? Where did the Beatles last appear in concert as a group here in the U.S.? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they appear? 888-302-3684. Let's see, a couple of things going at Facebook now. We sort of got things warmed up a little bit. We're pursuing the value of the creepy mayor of San Diego, asking you what you think at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Right.
Twitter at Good Day Show. What are you getting there, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. People have really taken to this guy, and they're calling him all kinds of names, not necessarily on our Facebook page, but when I just did a search for him on Twitter.
Really?
Most of them we cannot say on the radio, but yeah, if you need some ways to get out some anger later, check that out on Twitter. All right, but if you take a look now at our Facebook page, John says, I think he's getting getting way too much press. He doesn't deserve the ink. And we are also asking, have you ever had inappropriate behavior done to you by someone at work? So that's the question up there now, if you've ever felt inappropriately treated at your place of business. And anybody at CRN or at the Good Day Show who uses my name in this post will immediately be cut from my list of friends.
Ah, there you go. All right. See you later, alligator. All right, so that's a rundown of the things that we're asking.
Also, we have some really kind of cool stuff up there about Area 51. If you missed Friday's show, we talked about Area 51. The documents were released, and it looked like it was just spy planes. There was no alien behavior. So there's some information there to see if you agree. Scott said, my father was an electrician by trade. In the late 50s, he traveled the country working on defense sites. In the early 60s, he told his kids about the job he was doing in the Nevada desert. That was 15 stories underground. Even at before he passed, he would never tell us who that job was for or what it was called.
Well, a poll also today at DougStefan.com has to do with this study that we're talking about. And the question has to do with whether you think this is real or why it's coming up now. Let's see, what do you think is the basic question about the study that Area 51 actually exists? A, I accept the report that no UFO secrets are there. The CIA says,
nope, nothing.
No secrets. I don't believe one word of the study. That's probably where I am.
Easy to say, yeah.
I don't give a rat's unga bunga about the study. Little green men are running Area 51 and the CIA.
Yep.
I've been to Area 51, and I've seen the little green men.
Oh.
So those are the options for you, should you care to pursue.
I try to avoid little green men, usually.
Thinking. Yes, I know you do.
Yeah.
And you've done it so well for most of your life.
I have.
All right, so another minute trying to figure out what John Stamos' last name is, and also the essence of where the Beatles finally performed in America. Meanwhile, people still talking about all of the Egyptian police that were killed by the militants over the weekend. Well over 1,000 people are dead in the continuing violence in Egypt.
And what do you do? I mean, can we, like, talk about that for a second? I mean, is there a right answer? As Americans, what do we do? Who are we supporting here? We can't give our money to the Muslims, so we have to support the military.
We're supporting the military, but we're not going to give them any more aid, or at least that's the...
So is that the right thing?
I think that we, I'm not a big fan of foreign aid in the main, in the first place. The foreign aid that we meter out is usually bribes and payoffs and things that are...
And power plays. I mean, to be down to strip the story, it's that Egypt is like the last place that America had any sort of pull in the Middle East. And so they need this, we need this relationship, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, even if we pull money into this military, are we going to get a relationship back? There's no guarantees there.
Yeah, no, we're not. We have no guarantees. You're right about that. 888-302-3684. Let's see, a couple of other things. We were talking about Oscar Pistorius being set up for trial. Now he's been indicted. He won't go to trial till next spring. Good Lord. They have justice slower there than we do here.
Well, what's funny is I thought he already was, like, sitting in a courtroom, and it was so quick, and now they're indicting him maybe again?
No, he was never really officially indicted. He was charged but not indicted.
Huh.
However, you differentiate with that in this system. President Obama into work mode today after 9 days on Martha's Vineyard. I didn't realize he'd been down there that long.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he was just going down there last week.
Anyway, I mean, the people there are happy to have him go, too, because he brought a lot of folks with him, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, and you and I paid for it.
Yes, as we like to.
All right, know. Bob Filner back to City Hall in San Diego today after taking 2 weeks of therapy. Right. Isn't there a drug? No, what's that stuff called that you get in a little packet? That's like energy. It's an energy drink, but it's called therapy, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what this guy took.
Maybe.
NSA news again. Reporter Glenn Greenwald calling Heathrow Airport's nine-hour questioning of his live-in boyfriend David Miranda and confiscation of his laptops, an attack on journalism in England. Let's see here. A report today suggests minority and low-income parents are more likely to see problems of bullying, out-of-date technology in their schools, and less and low test scores than those who live in areas where they are, this is kind of foolish. Of course, this is what's going to come out. The poll suggesting minority areas have bad schools. Hello. That doesn't mean it's right, but that's the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
No surprise.
A presidential task force reporting out today after Superstorm Sandy, suggesting coastal communities should spend more now trying to build up things like electrical fortresses, make sure the electricity that's delivered to the homes, even if the homes get wet and swept up.
Excuse me, what are you saying?
This is silly. All right, anyway. And Lindsay Lohan
mm-hmm.
seems to be talking about, she was on with Oprah. Is that show airing today? Or no, it aired last night. And she admitted to Oprah that she was an addict. Really? What a shocker.
Yeah.
That's the headline. Huh? She's an addict.
Well, at least she said, because before she said that she wasn't, that she didn't have a problem. It was everything else.
To whom
else
did she
crazy.
Say that? You didn't dare say that to Oprah.
No, she didn't. No, her earlier thing was that she couldn't understand why people were forcing her into rehab all the time because she didn't have a problem at all.
Ah, of course.
So now she's out of rehab. She does acknowledge that she is an addict. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how you look at it one way or the other.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to have the answer to both of our questions. So stand by for that. 16 before the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program with Doug and Jennifer.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students, the skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and I very curious about the answer to the question regarding John Stamos' real name, and Penny's going to help us with that. She's in La Luz, New Mexico. The losers don't go to La Luz. Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Well, and thank you. How about you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Are you doing good and you're doing well? You could doing good things and you could be feeling well.
That's correct.
Yeah. Why are you up and about? What's going on with you at this hour?
I'm getting ready to go to work.
What do you do?
I'm a school bus driver.
Are you?
Cool.
So school has started. When does school? Is it starting today there?
No, it was last week.
Yeah. How are the children on the bus?
They go round and round. Oh, those are the wheels.
The wheels. So the kids do go round and round as well. All right, so this is an inside question. Do you drive a Freightliner with a Thomas body on it?
No.
Do you drive a Bluebird with a Ford chassis on it?
Yes, I do.
Ah, see, aren't you impressed that I knew that?
Yes, actually I am.
Are you? I'm a font of very that. The other choice is an International with a Carpenter body on it. They probably don't have any of those down there, right?
Actually, there's a few Internationals that we have in our lot.
Yeah, okay. Well, you like driving the Ford better than the International? It's the same engine.
Oh, yes, much. It is the same engine, but it rides a little differently.
Does it really? The International rides a little better.
Yes.
Isn't this fascinating, Jennifer, learning about school buses?
I have no idea.
How many people? You think Bill Bennett's going to talk about this today?
Probably not, no.
He doesn't know one end of a school bus from another.
No.
Anyway. So John Stamos' real name, Penny, is?
Stamotopoulos.
And how did you know that?
Very good.
I looked it up on the Internet.
Did you really?
Good for you.
Just because you wanted to win a swell prize or because you wanted to be
exactly.
A swell prize?
Yes. All right, so
you might get another swell prize if you know the last concert appearance the Beatles made in the United States. Where was it?
Oh, I do not know that one.
Mm. Think of baseball park. Think of, let's see, when there was the earthquake in San Francisco. Does that help you any?
I still don't know the name of the ballpark.
Candlestick.
Candlestick.
Yeah.
Candlestick Park, mm-hmm. Which is going to be torn down in part because they never really fixed the damage from the earthquake. And I think they're putting up a new one. I think it's in the same vicinity, kind of out on the harbor just off the 101.
Yep.
All right, so you've done a nice job. So we'll make sure you get a swell prize, Penny. Is that a good deal?
Lovely, thank you.
All right, did you drive safely? How many do you have a separate schedule for elementary, middle school, and high school?
No, we all drive at the same time.
So everybody goes to school at the same time?
Yes. It's all in one school. It's a very small school. It's in Mescalero, New Mexico.
Ah, okay. So are you the only driver?
No, we have several drivers, but we pick up all over the area in Otero County. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, be safe. Nice to hear from you. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you, Penny, in New Mexico. You're getting ready to go out driving the kids back to school. That is a horror when you think about it. Already the kids are back in school. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello? Alabama. It's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo. Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Tech Talk time for Monday on the Good Day program. Shelley Palmer, our daily reporter, is here to focus on a recent rumor, Jennifer, about what might be happening with a potentially new iPhone upgrade. You have an iPhone? Want to get
an
upgrade?
Well, I do.
Let's see what is going to happen in that department in just a moment. Shelley here reporting at your service and on your side here on Good Day.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a golden iPhone? With fall drawing near and a new iPhone or two almost surely on the horizon, the Internet's rumor mill has been working overtime lately. Last week, it was reported that we won't see just one new iPhone, but instead two different models when Apple unveils its newest device on September 10th. If the latest report from All Things D is accurate, we're likely to see the iPhone 5S in just a few short weeks. It doesn't look like it'll have a bigger screen, but the new iPhone may come with a fingerprint reader and be offered with up to 128 gigabytes of storage. Alongside the 5S, we may also see the rumored iPhone 5C, a more mid-range, affordable iPhone designed to help Apple reclaim some market share. Whatever Apple has up its sleeve, we'll know soon enough, as the company has made a habit these past few years of unveiling its newest smartphones in the fall. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one HTC One for $199.99 and get one free. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/29/13. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Of course, rules and restrictions always apply. That's the way it is down on the farm. North Korea, speaking of technology, claims it has made its very own smartphone. According to the Communist Korean Central News Agency, this new smartphone is called the Arirang. A-R-I-R-A-N-G. Of course, that's translated from the Korean. Do the North Koreans speak the same dialect as the South Koreans? Do you know?
I think so.
Yeah, Korean is Korean.
Korean is like, Korean, I guess. Like Chinese. Yeah. I mean, they might have some different inflections, kind of like we do here, but, you know.
Apparently, this Arirang runs a version of the Android, whatever. Why the Android's different, obviously, than the smartphone. I mean, than the iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Reports claim the phone was manufactured at the factory in Seoul. It's Pyongyang, right?
Pyongyang.
Kim Jong-un highly appreciated the creative ingenuity and patriotic enthusiasm behind it building its own new device. Apparently, some of the pieces were built in China, though. Oy. And so that's the same as we have with all the cell phones that are here. Duh. 58 and change past the hour here on Good Day.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.